word is life to those who find it. And it is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I thank you that life flows. I thank you, Father, that as we preach your word, health and healing manifests in our bodies. We give you the glory and the honor for it, Father, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Come on, give our podcast listeners a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. We're glad they're listening. We'd love to have them come down and see us. Amen. All right, so open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 8. We're going to jump back into overflow. Praise God. Finish up on overflow. Today we are going to finish overflow. Period. Even if I don't get it all done, we're going to finish overflow today. Praise God. So in Genesis chapter 8, this is where we ended last, 2 weeks ago. Genesis chapter 8, here we go. Verse 22. It says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Let me ask you a question. Are we still here on the earth?
We are.
Okay, well then there's still seed time and harvest. It will always exist when the earth is in existence, right? All right. So while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat. Well, we don't like the first part. As long as the heat's not too much, we don't mind the second part. Cold and heat, winter and summer. Well, he had to throw that in there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Winter and summer and day and night shall not cease. All right. So this is now. Are you ready? Law. This is law. As long as there's summer and winter, day and night, right? And the earth remains, and there's cold and winter, or cold and heat, there will be seed time and harvest. When you plant a seed, what happens? You water it. You take care of it. Sunlight hits it. You get the weeds away from it. You don't let the deer eat it. Whatever that may come against your seed, you protect it.
That's right.
What do? We protect it. Harvesting. Farmers protect their crops.
Amen.
Now, they protect their crops from flooding. Sometimes they have to put irrigation systems in. They have to put clean field dirt in. Because there's low-lying areas that stand water and nothing can grow because there's what? Too much water. It's not being tended properly, right? So they have to tend to that. They have to protect their crops. They also protect them from invaders.
That's right.
Bugs.
They love
bugs. They protect them from deer. We have a thing where you can actually get permits for a certain amount of deer more than what a normal hunter can get. And you can have, I think it's 7 now, where you can get 7 different permits as opposed to me being able to get 1 buck and 2 doe. They can get 7 because they're farmers and the deer are coming in and they're eating their crops. Okay? So it's a nuisance. They're losing money. Why? Because their seed is being attacked. As long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. You put the seed in the ground, and while the time goes until harvest, what do? Protect our seed.
Amen.
Now, how do we put our seed in the ground?
We speak it.
We speak that seed into existence. When you plant a seed into the ground and it waters and gets, it germinates, right? It was dead. Now it's poof, alive. When you speak your faith into existence, it was dead, but now is alive. And then you protect it. You protect it from invaders that will tell you, oh, you're never going to get that. You protect it from those people that would speak evil against your seed and your faith.
That's right.
As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. So we protect our seed. Amen. We protect it, we protect it, we protect it until when? Harvest. Harvest. We protect it until it's harvest. Praise God. Now, what do we do with our harvest? Well, we take care of God's house first.
That's right.
Our house second.
Yes.
And then be a blessing.
Neighborhood.
Whether it be to the families, whether it be to the charities, whether it be to whatever. God's house first.
Yes.
Our house second. And then be a blessing to others.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the number 1, number 2, and number 3. Just like that. And as long as we do it in that order, we'll be blessed.
Amen.
As long as we do it in that order, we're being obedient to God's word.
Yes.
And God has to do what then? Be obedient to his word.
And he will.
And he will. Yeah. God cannot lie.
No.
See, our God is not a man that he should lie,
right.
Nor the son of man that he should repent.
Amen.
Hath he not said?
Amen.
Will he not do? Hath he spoken? Will he not make it good?
He will.
We know he will. Our God cannot lie. Our God cannot lie.
Hallelujah.
It's in the word. God cannot lie. There's only one thing God cannot do. God cannot lie. If God were to lie, he would break his word. If he broke his word, it would destroy him. God is his word.
That's right.
Amen. What is it? The word says Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us. The word became what? Flesh. And dwelt among us. Well, who became flesh?
Jesus.
Pretty simple stuff.
Makes me happy.
I mean, this is not rocket science. Believers try to complicate it a lot, though, don't they?
They sure.
You know, they try to complicate it a lot. They try to listen to other people. This is the problem that somebody's having, that one of our people are ministering to. And we're on tape, so I'm not going to say nothing else. But bottom line is, he's listening to other voices and not this voice.
That's
and because of that, he's being led off and led astray into paganism. Right? We've got to be careful. We've got to be careful. What do we do with the word? We protect the word. Guard our hearts, the Bible says. Guard it. Guard it. Protect it.
Hallelujah.
Keep it before our eyes and in the midst of our heart.
Amen.
Ha! All right. Now I've got to get... I've already preached on this part. Okay, let's go to Amos. 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 Hey, Amos.
Yeah.
All right, Amos chapter 9. Glory to God. Amos chapter 9, starting in verse 13, says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper." We're talking about harvest.
Yes.
When the what? The plowman. Now, here's what happens with farming. The plowman, or the guy who gets in the big tractor, right? And he's got this big metal thing behind him, and he's plowing the dirt. What he's doing with the dirt is he's plowing the dirt to till the dirt. Bring it back to irrigation, getting air inside it, nutrients in it, and this, that, and the other, being ready to then plant seed. All right. He says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper." Be nonstop is what that's nonstop. Reaping and plowing. Plowing and reaping. It will be nonstop. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And the treader of grapes, him who sows seed, the mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. It will bring back the captives of my people Israel. Or I will, I'm sorry. I will bring back the captives of my people of Israel. They shall... build the waste cities and inhabit them. So the cities they're going to be able to inhabit that went to waste, they're going to rebuild. God's going to make it so. And they'll be able to inhabit them. You know, there's a lot of things that you cannot, that are inhabitable. You see it a lot when you're driving down in some different areas of town. And it's all boarded up. And you know, they get so bad with things going on, drugs and things of that nature, that they will, instead of trying to refurbish that house, they'll just tear it down. Because there's people in there doing drugs left and right, dying, okay, doing, you know, overdosing, things like that. So the city sometimes will just plow it down and get rid of it. God's going to rebuild it. God's going to rebuild for us so that we can inhabit the very places that were once a waste. Once were a waste. Well, okay. Remember we talked about how God would multiply our houses?
Yeah.
That we build? That we live in? He would multiply them. And he's going to multiply our lands. He's going to multiply our flocks. And blah, blah, blah. Amen. He wants multiplication in your life.
Yes.
As he wants it in mine as well. Amen. He says, "I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. Everything that you put your hand to do, you shall prosper. There's a lot of people that will plant but not be able to reap because the harvest didn't come in. But when you plant your grapevine, you're going to be able to drink of it in the end. The bugs aren't going to be able to get it and eat it. The invaders are not going to be able to take that which you've planted.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes, amen.
Your harvest is yours.
That's mine.
And it is not to be stolen.
That's right.
And who steals?
The devil.
He's come to what? Steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
Jesus said, but I've come that you might have life. Well, what happens with seed? For it to bring harvest, it has to die, and then life must come.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
You'll plant the vineyards, and you'll drink from them.
Amen.
And shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. Well, here we are again. You're going to make a garden, and it's going to produce to where you get to eat from it.
That's right.
It's not going to get ate up.
That's right.
It's not going to be too hot, too cold. It's not going to get ruined. It's going to produce.
Amen.
What are we talking about? We're talking about if I sow a seed, it's going to produce.
That's right.
It's going to produce so much that what we just read, the plowman and the reaper are going to get overtaken by one another. I mean, I'm going to be sowing and reaping and sowing and reaping, and before I can reap again, I'm sowing again. And back and forth and back and forth. Nonstop. Now that's prosperity.
That's right.
And see, here's the thing. We're not storing it up. It doesn't get stuck here.
Nope.
We've got to keep the flow
going.
You've got farmers that have a good year and they harvest well. Think they store it all up and then just don't sow next year? Uh-uh. No, they're always going to sow so that they may reap. But you cannot reap if you do not sow. I know that sounds real logical. But Christians don't have a clue.
Right.
They want to know why they're broke, why they don't have this, why they're this and that and the other. And it's coming in one and right back out the other twice as fast. You know, like in a bag with holes. Habakkuk, right? Come on. They're putting their money into a bag with holes, right? And they can't figure it out. Well, it's because it's stopping up right here. And they're not letting it flow out. They're not listening and obeying to God and what God says to do. Tithe. My house is first. Your house is
second,
and then blessings to others third. Amen? That's God's plan. If we stick to God's plan, we can't lose. We can't lose because His word will not fail. It can't fail. The only thing that fails is us. We didn't do it right. We plucked our seed right up out of the ground by what we said.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. Here we are, seed time in harvest. Not our time in harvest.
That's right.
God's time in harvest. See,
right.
We always think, well, God's got to, He's got to, I mean, He's got to be here by, right? This is what we do. We tell God, and guess what happens when we tell God it's got to be here by 2? Here comes 3. Here comes 4. Here comes next week. God knows. God wants to know. God knows. He's going to let you know what character you have. Are you going to stick to it? Are you going to curse Him?
No way.
Are you going to pluck your seed out of the ground and not believe it anymore because He didn't show up at 2? What will you do? He already knows what you're going to do. But it's up to you to find out what you're going to do. Amen? And what do? We stay in faith.
That's right.
We stay in faith. It's not on our time.
No.
You realize there's no such thing as it? We're on God's time.
Yes.
We are on God's time. As a day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day. It doesn't compute.
Yeah.
It doesn't compute, does it?
No.
We go by this thing, time.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes a minute.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. There we go. You know, amen? This is what we think time is.
Yeah.
We live by faith, not by time. I like that. That's good. Quiet. I'm preaching. All right. Praise the Lord. Go to Psalm 23. Go to Psalm 23. You get on up here then. You go ahead. Psalm 23. Oh, I got to get this done today. Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 23. We did this last week.
I love it.
Come on. I know you can probably all quote it. And I probably would like to read the whole thing, but we're not. We're going to start in verse 1. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." Word want meaning what? Lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
He is my provision.
That's right.
Who? The Lord is.
The Lord,
the Lord is.
Yeah.
Not me. Not my job. Huh? Oh, hey. Not the lotto.
Not the government.
Who?
The government.
Not the government. Hallelujah. But see, you don't understand. Hold up. There's a lot of people here that live that way. It's the government that supplies my needs, gives me my food stamps, takes care of my medical bills, gives me my cable TV, turns my heat on in the winter, turns my air on in the summer, because of your taxes. It's mainly Democratic, but is what it is. Bottom line is, the government takes care of their needs. They look to the government to do it. They'll vote the right people in for it to continue. And the Republicans kind of took care of that this year, but amen. Or last year. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Green pastures sounds like life.
That's right.
Sounds like life, right? Because dried up pastures is death. But green pastures is life. When you have flocks of goats, let's say you're a goat herder. He's a shepherd. They eat good grass. They don't want to eat dead grass. They want to eat green grass. Right? David always took care of his sheep and brought them to green pastures. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Oh, come on now. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Not for your sake.
That's right.
For His name's. Who gets the glory?
He
gets the glory. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. What are you doing? You're walking through it.
Yeah.
You're walking through it. You're not going through it.
Amen.
Uh-oh. I'm going through a real tough time right now. No, you're not. You're walking through the valley. You're not going through.
Yeah.
So you can go through it if you want to. I'd rather walk through it.
That's right.
Because what do? As we walk, we tread on the serpent, the scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So what do? We walk through.
That's right.
We don't go through. We don't have to go through hell.
That's right.
Jesus did that for us.
Amen.
Come on.
Me up.
We don't have to go through hell. We don't have to go through this circumstance or that circumstance. But yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow, it's a shadow of death. It's not death. It's the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Why? For you, God Almighty, are with me. I threw that in there, but you know who he's talking about. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We talked about the rod and the staff of the shepherd last week. Amen.
Yes.
That it stands for authority.
Yes.
It's for protection.
Yeah.
It has that nice little hook on the end to grab it around their neck and pull them out of the ditch.
That's right.
Amen. This is what a shepherd does.
That's right.
They save their lives, right?
Yeah.
This is what the shepherd does. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Right.
It doesn't matter what battle you're going through, you're still going to eat good.
That's right.
God's still going to prepare for you the blessing, whatever the blessing may be. I'm not talking just food. I'm talking about right in the middle of the battle, God is going to put you at peace.
Yeah.
He's going to bless you.
Amen.
He's going to prosper you.
Amen.
Take care of you.
Right.
Amen. Why? Because he's our shepherd.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. We know that oil is a sign or a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Also the sign and symbol of overflow. Sign and symbol of God. Amen. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Well, that sounds like plenty, doesn't it? Plenty. Overflow. Overflow. My cup runs over. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word tells us that nothing shall by any means take us out of the hands of the Lord.
Right. Bless the Lord.
We're His.
That's right.
We're His. He's ours.
That's right.
You see, I like that. We are His, yes, but He's ours. He's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. See, He's my God. He's my shepherd. He's my soon coming King.
That's right.
He's the Alpha and Omega.
That's right.
Beginning and the end. He's Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Yeah, that's right.
He's Jehovah Rapha, my healer, my physician.
That's right.
He is mine as much as I am His.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank God He loved me enough to adopt me. Who am I that God would be mindful of me?
There it is right there.
He loves you so much.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
And you would think, but I'm just me. And I mess up. And I sometimes mess up and do things wrong. And sometimes I get upset that the word of this that didn't happen when I thought it would. Because I put my own time limits on God. And it didn't happen, so I got mad at God. I don't know about you. Have you ever been mad at God? I have. I got very upset with God. And I'll tell you. When I lost my dad, I was hot. I didn't want to be around my family. I didn't want to be around God. Didn't want to go to church. Don't talk to me about church. Didn't want to hear it. Didn't want to see it. Don't want to know you. None of you. And I did. I was mad at God. And I questioned Him. Why? How could you let this happen? I know you didn't do it. But why? And thank God I was taught well. Thank God I had the Holy Spirit inside me. Because I got over that. And I knew it wasn't God. I knew it wasn't God's fault. Come on.
That's right.
But some people never get over that. Some people hold that hate for people and for God Himself for the rest of their life. Even to the point of turning their back on God. Even to the point of saying, I don't want you. I know someone who has done that. This person was raised properly. This person knows the Word of God. This person has seen God move. This person has seen devils be cast out. This person has seen people be healed, delivered, set free. This person has had blessings in their life. I got mad at God because God didn't move when they thought God should move. And because of that, is now claiming to be an atheist. I understand being upset. But we can only be upset with one person. It's the devil. It's the devil. We can't. What do? We protect our seed. Our faith that we send out there, we've got to protect it. He will attack it. As soon as you step out, he'll attack you. If he's not already. You see, a lot of the times we step out because we're being attacked. But then the heat is on even more. Because you're beginning to shine brighter. When you step out, you're getting lit up. See, here's what happens when we step out. What do? When we truly, truly step out? We start quoting this thing.
Yep.
We start praising God. We start having the word come out of our mouth daily.
Yep.
When we step out. Every time we do, we shine brighter.
Yep. Amen.
The brighter you shine, the more they see us.
Right.
And the more glory God gets. Because we don't quit.
Right.
We don't faint in adversity.
Right.
We stand firm. We stand strong. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We don't faint. We don't quit. And as long as we don't quit, we have the victory. We have it.
That's right.
It's already planned.
Yeah.
It's already planned for you.
Yeah.
To win.
Amen.
To win what? Whatever battle you're after.
That's right. If you don't turn back.
The plan is your the victor.
Yeah.
Word of God says so.
Amen.
What do we believe?
We
believe the word. We don't believe the preacher who thinks God took his baby so that he could become a man of God. Or God put this disease on him so he could become closer to the Lord. To humble him. This is being preached in pulpits, people.
That's terrible.
Silliness. It's silliness. Would I as a man put an evil thing on my son so that he would be my pal?
No way.
Oh. That's evil. That's evil. We talked about this, didn't we? Every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. If it ain't good, it's the devil.
That's right.
It's not God if it's not good.
Amen.
And if it's good, it's not the devil.
That's right.
The devil don't do good things for you so he can deceive you. I've had people tell me this. I've had people tell me this. Yeah, yeah. Boy, the devil did that for me, though, so that, you know, I could see. I could see him, and oh, Lord. So much deception today in the world. And it's driven by social media. It is just driven by social media. I stay away from it. I don't like it. I get on there, and I like my kids' pictures. I say, boy, they're pretty. And then I get off of there because it is a mess of a place. It is a mess. And it is literally evil driven. It's the blind leading the blind. Preaching my sermon over here. It's exactly what it is. We try to get the light out there. And you see what happens when you preach the word on there. And what adversity comes. Man. The people you'd have never thought were even looking at your stuff, all of a sudden, they got a thing to say to you. And deception begins to flow and begins to flow. Listen, let's stay here. Here's our social network right here. This is it. This is and forever I will be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Forever. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I am not getting this done. It's not fair. Let's just keep going for a minute. Go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 11. Oh, praise God. Boy, the Holy Ghost is preaching this morning. My Lord. 11. Deuteronomy 11. Verse 4. What he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and their chariots, how he made the waters of the Red Sea overflow, them as they pursued you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day. Now, we're talking about protecting our seed. We're talking about overflow here. God will be there. He'll stand by you. He will protect you. If you say, God save me, he will overflow the Red Sea and wipe them out.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what he'll do.
He'll do that. Why? Because you're his child.
That's right.
Because why? Because you believe him.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I mean, don't get me started. We trust in him, right?
Right.
We believe in him. When he says this, we do. Go, we go. Bless, we bless.
That's right.
We are just obedient to his word.
Amen.
Amen. And as we do so, and the enemy's on our tail, our God will protect us.
Our God. There we go.
Our God will protect us.
Our God will protect us.
It's not about what you know. Right. I've been praying to the Lord. Sue and I are going through some things we're dealing with, and we've been praying. And Lord, give us wisdom. Give us wisdom. What will you have us do here? What, you know, we don't want to do this in our own power.
Amen.
Because if we do it in our own power and it's the wrong direction,
yeah,
we really mess things up.
That's right.
Lord, give us wisdom. Please talk to us. Tell us. I ain't heard nothing. No, I'm just kidding. And God will, see, God will. But as long as I'm not trying to do this on my own. Why? Because if I do this on my own and it comes to pass, who's God?
He. I'm the best. Look what I did.
Oh, God ain't going to have that. God is going to get the glory. I had a dream. I don't dream like this. I had a dream. And I'm yelling at this person. Literally, God gets the glory, not you. That's what I'm saying in the dream. I said it like four or five times. I don't even remember who the person was. Don't know why I was saying it. But boy, I was going, God gets the glory, not you. And I said it like four or five times, loud to the you know, as loud as I could get, which, you know me, I'm pretty loud. And then I woke up. And that's the thing here, see. We don't want to do it in our own power, in our own authority, and because of what we know. It's got to be what God knows. Because if we do it the way God wants it done, and we do it with His direction, we're going to miss potholes.
Yes.
Our road's going to be smooth and straight, the Bible says.
Straight and narrow.
Amen? We're not going to go off to the right ditch and then over off to the left ditch, right? God's going to be there, and He's going to make that travel peaceful. That would be a major battle and full of stress and depression and oppression. God's going to make it peaceful.
Amen.
Because yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Even though they're on my tail, my God is there.
That's right.
To protect me. Ephesians 3, we're going to go to the last one. Let's just do this one and then we'll be done. We sang my favorite song this morning. We've probably sang it every time we've been preaching on this, but I don't care. My God is able. And we're going to read this scripture. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Now to Him who is able to what? To do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all I can ask or think. Now, whoo! Wait a minute. First of all, I ask when I know God will do it. I don't ask if I don't think God will do it. Like God's not going to give me another wife. So I don't ask. I just don't. I got enough to deal with.
That's right.
But you see what I'm saying? I didn't ever ask my natural father things I knew he would not give me. Why? Because it wasn't right. Because it
wasn't good for you.
Thank you. Wasn't good for me. It was not going to help me. It may destroy me. I wouldn't ask my dad, hey dad, can I cross over 270 to go to Malibu? He would say, no son, take the bridge. Oh, I guess that makes sense. My dad wouldn't say, yeah son, go ahead, dodge some 270 traffic. They're only going 70 miles an hour out there.
You can beat that.
You're quick. That might be good training for football season. No, God's not going to tell. My dad's not going to tell me that. God's not going to tell me that either.
Amen. That's right.
Why? He's going to protect us.
That's right.
See? Now to Him who is able to do it, in the word Him, that's capitalized. That means God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Works in us. The what? The power. The Word of God tells us that God empowers us to what? Prosper.
Yeah.
He has empowered us to prosper.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go through some things. God, the Word tells us that God gives us witty inventions.
Amen.
There's so many scriptures. You can go through the Word and you can find, and I got lots more, of where God wants you prosperous.
That's right.
To the point that you have so much, you're giving it away.
That's right.
God's house first, your house second, blessing to others third.
Amen.
And this is where God is. Just as it would be for my parents, my mom and dad would have wanted me, and do want me, to be so prosperous. That to be so prosperous that I have everything I need.
Amen.
Then we see the Word of God says that we are to give an inheritance to our children's children. That's what a good man is, it says. Amen. And you should do that. You should go through the Word and dig into the prosperity stories and dig into the prosperity scriptures and claim them. They're yours. They're yours. Amen. He wants you blessed. Blessed to be a blessing. He wants you prosperous.
Amen.
He wants you to be so prosperous that everyone knows you have a covenant with God. Amen. And everywhere you go, they know you're God's kid.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, dear.
I just want to say one thing and then we'll...
Say on. You got it on?
I think so.
Give me that thing.
The lights are on.
Lights are on. Nobody's home? All right.
But I know last week when we were up here and we were going through Psalm 23 and kind of dissecting that a little bit. And this week, as I was spending time with the Lord, He kind of moved me over to or into, and it all goes with what Brandon's been talking about the last couple of weeks about how God will provide in every area of our life, and He does that because He loves us. When we get that knowing, that deep, deep knowing that God loves us, He will do anything for us. So I'm kind of, so I just wanted to share that with you, how God's love and will just take over in your life and in any area that you need Him to take over. He will fix. He will rise above that. He will provide. He will protect. He will heal. He will set free. I mean, everything, because He so loves us.
Amen.
And I think that's a, we know that He loves us. It's a knowing, but it needs to be a knowing. It needs to be a revelation. It needs to be a heart thing. When you know how much God loves you, it's huge. When you feel that, you just know that you can go through any battle, whether it's healing or, you know, being set free from something or financially or whatever it is. You know that God's love will be with, you know, God's love in your faith. I mean, but His love will just totally get you out of that. You'll rise above it and you'll have that just knowing. That's all I can.
You know, and I'll say this real quick before we stop. We're talking about God's love, not natural, okay? We're talking about our God, not a fleshy love, okay? When I came to the conclusion that Sue loved me with everything she is and me only, I was at peace.
Yes.
I was at peace. But before I came to that point, oh, I wasn't at peace. I was jealous. Was I jealous? You don't have to go that far. I was jealous. I was jealous. I was untrust. I did not trust her. I didn't trust people around her. I didn't trust her. She went to the grocery store. I didn't trust her. Well, you were gone 10 minutes. Where were you? You know, I was so untrusting of her. But when I finally came to that, I know she loves me. I was happy. I wasn't jealous anymore. I trusted her. And that's something we need to get with God. That when we come to that understanding that He loves us, just as I found that out, we'll trust Him. And His time is His time. And His way of doing it is His way of doing it. Why? Because He loves me and I trust Him.
That's right.
And that's outstanding. Amen. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I call you blessed. I call you prosperous in Jesus' name. Father, we thank You and we praise You and we give You glory. That, Father, You will do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I thank You, Father, that You have established Your covenant with us and that we are wealthy beyond belief. I thank You, Father, and I praise You that as we go this week, blessings will flow in our life. That Your protection is upon us, Father. That no evil will befall us and no plague will come nigh our dwelling. I thank You that we are, Father, healthy and wealthy in Jesus' name. Father, as we go, I pray Your angels be in charge over us, guarding us and keeping us in all of our way. And in our pathway, there is life and blessing. We thank You for it. We give You praise for it. And all of God's people said, Amen. God bless you. I love you. Have a blessed week.
Amen.